Acts chapter 1, 1 through 4. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after he through the Holy Spirit had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. What is God speaking to you in these words? Here on the Speak Lord podcast, that is what we're after. We are wanting God to speak to us through his word. And we're beginning something new. I'm excited about it. We just read the first 4 verses of the book of Acts. And we're going to keep going through this book here on the Speak Lord podcast. And as we look at the book of Acts, we will be asking God to speak to us about what it means to be his church. The book of Acts describes the early church. And our present day church has been all disoriented in the last few months. And as we look at this early church, we will be asking God to speak to us about what it means to be his church today. The very first verse reminds us that God speaks. Luke says that in his former book, he wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach. That means the 4 Gospels were just the beginning of Jesus' teaching. Jesus is still doing and teaching today. He's still speaking to us. He's still leading us. The resurrection and ascension of Christ was not the end of the story. Jesus will never leave us and never forsake us. And toward the end of the gospel stories, he told his followers that. He said, "It is good for you that I go away because I'm going to send another comforter and he will speak my words to you. He will guide you into all truth." In the gospel stories, we see the beginning of what Jesus began to do and to teach. And we get to experience the continued ministry of Jesus in the church today. What is it that Jesus is teaching the church through COVID-19? What is it that Jesus is teaching the church through unrest and injustice and racial reconciliation? As we read through the book of Acts, we have to see it as a continuing story. If we as a church rush past all the disorienting things that we've experienced in the last few months in our hurry to get back to church as normal, we're going to miss something. Jesus is teaching us something in this time, and it is worth it to us to take the time and struggle through the process to try to understand what it is that Jesus is teaching his church. I am super optimistic that God has some good lessons for us to learn here. And I'm excited to go through the book of Acts here on this podcast, not because I know how it's going to go, but because I don't know how it's going to go. Because I'm expecting that God is actually going to speak to us as we open his word and as we seek to understand what he's telling his church during this time. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening. Speak, Lord, is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.